Want to bring Christian greetings to each one this morning and welcome everyone to this part of the service. I was really blessed this morning by the singing, all the songs. First of all, speaking of the church being the kingdom of God, and then that beautiful principle of humility, and one of those phrases in that song said it's a door to grace, and then the other song we sang was asking for that grace, dear Lord, and to live our life. And I believe that as we apply that in our life, it's going to make a difference to us and to those around us as well. And then I appreciated the story that was given in devotions as well, and also for our Sunday school lesson. It's a tremendous blessing. This morning I'd like to turn to a scripture in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. And the context here is the people are gathering after the building of rebuilding Jerusalem, and some of them are back into the city again. And the context is hearing the word of God, hearing the law. Nehemiah 8, verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man unto the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Excuse me. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which he had made for this purpose. And beside him stood Mattiah, and Shema, and Anariah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and on his right hand, and on his left hand, Padiah, and Mishael, and Melchiah, and Hashem, and Hashabiah, and Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And I also read verse 8. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. Now, those of you that could hear with understanding, got some questions. What were the people's response when he opened the book? Those of you that could hear that, what was their response when he opened the book? What did they do? They stood up. Okay. We're sitting this morning, and that's our normal thing. But how long did they stand? You know, they stood from morning until midday. Now, sometimes I feel sorry for people that don't have a comfortable seat in a worship service there, church services. I know that some people sit on hard chairs, some people sit on backless benches, and it can sometimes get a little bit long. But these people stood up, and it seems like that would get pretty long. But the point is that they were so anxious to hear the word of God that their physical surroundings were secondary. And the word of God had a very, very high place for them. And how many copies do you think they had of the word of God among them? Probably one. Maybe, very likely, this was the only one. But They reverenced the hearing of the Word of God. They paid attention to it, and they gave it a high place in their life. And not only in their life, but, you know, these people were people that had departed from God, and they made some mistakes, and they were making hard choices to come back to God. Very difficult choices, and they were willing to do it because of the place that the Word of God had in their life. And I believe that's a challenge for us today as well. You know, the Word of God needs to have a very high place in our life, that we accept accept its message and its authority and its infallibility and all of that. That has to be a part of our life, just like it was for them, and they were blessed because of that. Now, there was Ezra the scribe was reading that, and here's something that is an interesting, it could be an interesting thought to us. In Psalms 119, there's a little bit of a controversy as who actually wrote this psalm, but one of the people that it may have been was Ezra. And if it was Ezra, it says in one place that he had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord to God and to do it. And I think we can see that idea portrayed throughout this psalm. One of the things that has been lost in translation of this psalm was that this was an acrostic originally, and every letter of the alphabet is listed here, and then every sentence, every verse in that section would have started with a letter of that alphabet. And so you could see that he put a lot of thought into that, but when he translated it, when it was translated, that part of it was lost. But the concept is still here, that the Word of the Lord holds a very high place in the life of the writer. And I'd like to just read the first two sections and then go from there. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the way of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Just in these first few paragraphs, we can see the cry of the person that is writing it. One thing is he desires God's word. He says twice in this, he uses the phrase, with my whole heart. And I think that's a tremendous cry. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. And that's what he is wanting. And you can see that he places the Word of God in a very, very high place. And in fact, there's with just a very few exceptions in this chapter of 176 verses, I think, there's only a very few that don't mention the Word of God in one way or another, whether he uses statutes, judgments, commandments, a word. He uses a lot of different words to speak of the Word of God, but there's only a very few of them that he doesn't mention it. But he mentions some very deep things here, and that is that he wants to hide this in his heart, for example. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And how can we hide God's word in our heart? How is it hidden? I don't know what all they are, but I have a strong feeling that memorizing God's word so it's there in our mind is one way of hiding it in our heart. It's not taken from us if the outward things are taken away. And so I think there's a right emphasis that we can have on memorizing the word of God and to make a consistent effort toward that end. Some time ago, I shared a little bit with how we can memorize without really doing a conscious effort or not really thinking about it too much. But I think if we really make an effort to, it's even more effective. Some of you are talented with listening to a story and can almost repeat it verbatim after that, just a few times. It's a gift that you have. If you apply that to the Word of God, it can be a tremendous blessing to yourself and to those around. Thy words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Jesus used this very, very same method to talk to the devil when he came to him with the temptations. He used the word of God every time, and I believe that word is available for us as well. So, Ezra, in real life, he upheld and preached the word of God, and if he wrote this psalm, which I inclined to believe that he did, he showed it in what he left for us today as well. So let's thank the Lord for the word this morning. Let's come before him in prayer.
Dear Lord, as we come before you, we want